Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are glad you are joining us today, wherever you might be, here in the Tantalk area, right here in Clearwater, and going out over this whole area of Tampa Bay, or if you listen to this show later on Saturday or Sunday of each week on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So whichever way you are listening to us right now, welcome. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and if the front of the show is a little weird, we were sliding in here late, right into the seat, but here we are. So we're excited about being here today, and Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, is on the show with me today, along with our worship leader, Nathan Burton, and so they will join us in just a minute, as soon as they get their mics set up, and it's just always great to be able to share the Word of God week after week with our audience. We are in our ninth year on the radio on this station every single Sunday afternoon, and it is a joy to be able to talk about our relationship with the Lord and to just give you some practical ideas on living the Christian life. You know, the people's interpretation of what the Christian life is so different in so many different people, but it's living a life of joy. It's living a life of peace. It's living a life of closeness to God and getting to know Him and developing your personal relationship with Him. It's living a life where you can honestly say that you have purpose, you have direction. You find that desire to help other people, that desire to love others the way Jesus loves us. And we talk about all kinds of things on Living the Good Life. And we have just started a new series last week called Faithed Up to Overflowing. Now, if you had a hard time understanding what that was, let me just say it real slow. Faithed, you know, full of faith, faithed up. And to overflowing. And so that's what this new series is about. It's about developing our faith in God and our faith in His promises and what He desires for each of us. And so, of course, this is a word-based program. And our slogan at Beacon of Hope has been for all these 15 years that we've been a ministry is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And that's what it's all about. Our desire is to help others really deal with the things in their lives that have happened, the things that maybe have been hurtful or difficult. The Word of God teaches us how to deal with things. And it's a blessing to have you in the studio live here today, Brother Nathan Burton. There you are. Let me test your mic. I'm in here in the control room.
Okay, can you test it?
Yes, all we're right. Good. And it's been a while since you've been here live. You're part of our radio team and have been since the very beginning. Brother Nathan, you and Connie and I did the very first show that we had as Living the Good Life in April of 2007. So here we are, these many years later. Mm-hmm. And what a joy. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, you joined us as a radio team member and part of our ministry in 08.
Started coming to the church in 08 and became part of the radio team in 09.
There you go. So you've been with us a long time, too. And it's just a joy to be able to share God's word with you two brothers. And besides the two of you, we have Nan, who's a part of this radio team here in Clearwater. And we also have my little group from my church that I pastored in Indiana, Betty, her daughter Megan, and Cindy Logan. Those were all leaders in my church in Indiana, and they are part of our radio team here at Beacon of Hope, even though they all still live in Indiana. But from time to time, they come and visit. But in the meantime, they're on the air with us so many different times. Anyway, it's a joy, and you can see you right there. You get the video up?
Yep.
All right. Some of you in the Tantalk area, You can tune in to AndTalk1340.com. You can actually see a video stream of Pastor Jim and Nathan in the studio. I'm in the control room running all the controls. So that makes sense, right? So you can't see me. I can see them through the glass, and they will behave because I can see them, they're up to.
We'll do our best.
All right. Okay. Nathan, guess what I'm going to do?
What are you
going
to do?
I am going to play a song from your album that you did. That you made back in 2006, song that you wrote and recorded. You have a whole album, which I'm going to talk about that. But you created this album from songs that you wrote on the spur of the moment in our services at Beacon of Hope in Tampa, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you remember this song? Darkness Has No Power Over Me?
Oh, yes.
You really remember that one, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And what is that song talking about?
Well, it's talking about the fact that as a child of God, that the Satan has no authority in my life. He cannot control my life, and he cannot bring darkness into my life.
That's right. And, you know, we're talking with this whole series about getting more faith in our lives and really developing our relationship with God. And as we do that, we begin to realize that Satan will try his best to get us all messed up on a daily basis, get us into anxiety, worry, all kinds of things that life brings us. And a lot of times, you know, the devil just really plays a key part in trying to get discourage us and defeat us. And yet darkness has no power because the power of God is stronger. The word says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Pastor Jim, talk to me about that before we play the song of Nathan's. I know it's one of your favorite songs.
It is. And I was just thinking, that would be a good one to start off on Wednesday night.
It would, wouldn't it? Let's do that.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, a lot of times in here, Pastor will play a song and I'll think, we need to be singing that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but yeah, that's so true that the scripture says, John wrote in 1 John 4:4, greater is the one who lives in us. Greater is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
God himself lives within us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he is so much greater than the one who's in the world, than the evil one.
Right.
I mean, Satan was defeated at the cross forever.
Right.
Forever. From the cross and the resurrection took away all of Satan's power.
Exactly.
He has no power. He likes to make us deceive us into thinking he does.
Right.
Right.
But it's just a deception.
That's right. And so we're excited about this song. We're going to play it right now. But first, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be on the air with our wonderful listeners in the Tampa Bay area right now. And then later, those who listen on Starcom Radio Network. Lord, we just thank you that you have opened this door of opportunity. And as we share the word of God with our listeners today, it always just blesses us as we're sharing it, Lord, because it comes alive in us because we realize how powerful, how wonderful you are, Lord, and how merciful you are to every one of us, and that you have a plan for each of us, a plan to give us a future and a hope and to bless our lives. Lord, bless every listener who listens today. Let them hear words of life that will encourage them and help them to draw closer to you. We give you the glory and the praise for what you're going to do on this show before we ever see it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Nathan Burton, here he is.
I've been set free.
That's him playing every instrument.
No power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. Even in my trials, I can rejoice. With praises to my King, I lift my voice. For the Son of God has come and set me free. Darkness has no power over me. I've been set free. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've been set free.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
joy of victory. By our faith, our vision we can see. My voice and to praise the Lord.
I've been set free.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've made my choice.
I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've made my choice.
I've made my choice to lift my voice and to
praise
the Lord.
Praise God. Woo!
Lift you up, I magnify your holy
praise
name.
God.
I praise the Lord, I praise the Lord with all my heart. I praise you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to start this show, boys.
Yes,
don't
it is.
Boys.
Yes, it is.
Don't you think, guys? You're not really boys, but you're guys, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. And thank God for that wonderful music. Nathan, isn't it fun just to hear it again?
Yes, it is.
And how God blessed you. Let's talk about Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. We started a little bit last week talking about how after Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit at the end of Matthew 3, the Holy Spirit came down upon him and he was revealed as the Son of God as he was being water baptized. That's what I meant to say. Then as chapter 4 starts, he goes into a period of testing and tribulation. And Matthew chapter 4 talks about how he goes out and he fasts in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. And, you know, at the end of that, he's weak physically and he's hungry. And the devil comes to him with three different temptations, which we already talked about those last week. So we're not going to go into detail about those now, except what was Jesus' response, Pastor Jim, to every single one of those temptations that the devil threw at him?
The word of God.
The word of God.
I mean, each time the temptations, I mean, those were, Satan knows where to hit.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus had been in the fasting for 40 days.
Right.
Well, if you're the Son of God, make these stones bread because that way you can eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, Jesus came right back with a scripture. And then the second one is...
Hang on, before you go to the second one.
Okay.
The first one was about eating. And Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8:3.
The man does not live by bread alone.
Exactly. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And in the Message Bible that I teach out of a lot, it says, by a steady stream of words from God's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And before you go to the next one, Pastor Jim, Nathan, why don't you comment on that? A steady stream of words from God's mouth. How do we conquer the attacks of the devil that way?
Well, I tell you, if God stops speaking,
yes,
then we stop living.
Right, yes.
Because he speaks life to us every single day.
Right.
And he speaks defeat to the enemy every single day.
And so when we get a scripture and hang on to it, Nathan, what happens when we speak that scripture?
That scripture comes alive and it conquers
right.
anything the enemy would try to bring our way.
Right. Absolutely. That's why your song, Darkness Has No Power Over Me, I've Been Set Free, is right on right here, because the word of God, as we speak it, changes our circumstances. Pastor Jim, talk about that a little bit. You started to talk about the second one.
If we trust in the word of God and believe in what he says in it, it will change our circumstances.
Absolutely.
That's his promise.
Right.
If you abide in my word and my words abide in you,
yes.
Ask what you will and it'll be done for you.
Right.
So it's important that we first of all abide in his word, that we speak it out, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we have to say it,
Right.
And then it happens.
Mm-hmm. So and when we say it, there's power, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
I love it.
Jesus himself is the word made flesh.
Yes.
And when we speak the word, we're putting Jesus into whatever situation. Mm-hmm.
But you know, Pastor Jim, a lot of people grew up, and maybe some of our listeners right here, grew up in churches where the Bible really wasn't used much. Maybe a pastor or a priest spoke, a nice little sermon, but people were not encouraged to really get in their Bible and make that Bible, the scriptures, a part of them. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, absolutely. And it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Well, they're not going to abide in you unless you read them.
Right.
exactly. 2 Timothy 2:15. Thank you, Nan, for the scripture reference from yesterday.
Yeah.
Study to show thyself approved.
Yes.
You know, you got to get into the word. Study
right.
to show yourself
Study.
Approved as a correctly handling the word mm-hmm. of truth.
Right.
It's not, well, once a week. Read a chapter. It's, you know, study. Can be in the word. Even back in what the Lord told Joshua, you
right.
know, meditate
mm-hmm.
day
Absolutely.
And night. At that point, he just had, you know, the first five books of the Bible. But he said, meditate in it day and night.
Right.
And you will make your way prosperous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that, you know, that's not just glancing at it every so often. Meditating means you're even picking out one verse and just
chewing on it, mulling it over and over. Right.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, the importance of that, even for an audience member out there that's never been exposed to that concept of really getting in the word and meditate on it and devour it, so to speak, and let it become a part of you. It's maybe a new concept, but it's life-changing, is it not?
It is. I mean, the Bible itself I hate to get technical, but it's logos. It's general word.
Yeah.
We need to get into it and read it and make it our own so that it becomes rhema word, that word which is spoken to us. And, you know, we just came out of the Christmas season, and one of the things that Gabriel said, most translations say nothing.
Yes. You
know, once Gabriel told Mary she was going to have a baby.
Right.
And she said, how shall this be? And he goes on to explain how it's going to happen. He says, you know, most translations say nothing will be impossible with God. Mm. Literally, it's no word shall ever, not one word will be impossible with God.
Right.
And that Greek word there is rhema. Not one personal word that God speaks to you will ever be impossible.
Right. Mm.
And Mary said, be it done to me according to your word.
Mm-hmm. She got in line with the word of God.
And that's what we have to do.
And in this series, guys, being faithed up, you know, to overflowing is we're so full of faith in God and his word that when he makes us promises like he does all through the word, that we take that personally and we apply it to our lives. Nathan, have you ever done any of that? Applied anything to your life? Oh, of course. I'm just teasing him.
That was
Many
a silly
times.
Question.
Yes,
Many
that
times.
Is a silly
Many
question.
Times.
Right.
Oh, yes. Just the word speaks healing to my body.
Yes, it
so
does.
So many times it has done that.
Right.
I mean, when the enemy has come to oppress me with
right.
illness or disease, and God has just come through with his word
right.
to me, his promises to me.
Yes.
To me.
Right.
And his promises to me manifested in my body.
Exactly. Which, really, you're a living example of that because you've had all kinds of physical things happen. But look at you. You're sitting right here,
yes.
healed and whole. And, you know, not that we're never going to have physical problems, emotional struggles, financial problems.
Well, life happens.
Life happens. You're right, Nathan. It does. But it's how we handle those problems, right?
Yes.
And here is Jesus going through this huge time of testing and how he handles everything that the devil was throwing at him was with the word of God, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, it's basically the same temptation he tried out on Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because remember the apple, it was all that, oh, you'll be like God. And she saw it tasted good. It looked appealing. It She knew it was going to taste good.
Right.
She was hungry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it would make her like God. She'd have,
yes.
You know, she would know good from
right.
evil.
Right. That is what she,
well,
yeah.
And here, you know, here you go. The hunger part. The
yes.
second one is the devil took him to the pinnacle of the temple, one of the high spots of the temple, and said, just throw yourself down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, and devil loves to do this, he will quote scripture too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? Now he will leave parts out, put parts in, twist it around. But he said, you know, he quoted scripture. He quoted Psalm 91. He will give his angels charge over you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Amen.
And
amen.
Jesus came right back and said, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to a foolish test.
That's exactly.
Not put him to the test.
Mm-hmm. Again, what did he do? Jesus quoted the word, which tells us that Jesus grew up in the temple. He grew up learning the word of God, mm-hmm. because he had it right down in there, a reservoir, mm-hmm. you know, of the word to be able to use when, you know, things came his way.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm sure he was educated like any
right.
young Jewish male.
Right.
At that point, I'm sure he went to Hebrew school.
Right. Sure.
And so, yeah, and I mean, that's what they were taught.
Right.
Was the Bible.
So three temptations, Jesus' response every time was a verse of scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at that point, after the third one, the devil leaves him. And it says, and then, you know, Jesus began to go out and minister. Now, here's where I want to go down to verse about 17 in Matthew chapter 4, because Jesus now starts his public ministry. It's interesting that he had all those years, 30 years or so, just living a normal kind of life as a carpenter. And then after that temptation, then with the devil, and he's, you know, he stands up to him. Now he's ready to start his ministry. Nathan, don't you find it interesting that in verse 17 of Matthew 4, that Jesus goes out and starts preaching the same theme that John the Baptist was preaching? In Matthew 4:17, he picked up where John left out off mm-hmm, here. Mm-hmm. It says in the Message Bible, and the theme that he was preaching was change your life. God's kingdom is here.
Yes.
Okay. What is so important about changing our lives? Why do we have, well, this is January of a new year. It's time to talk about changing our lives, right?
every year
we
people
do.
Come up with resolutions, you know,
right,
I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do that. And probably by the end of February, they've forgotten the resolution.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, goes same old, same old.
That's right. But Jesus is preaching this same radical sermon, really.
Yes.
Change your life. Now, that tells me we can make changes, mm-hmm. okay? I think a lot of times as humans, we get caught up in that discouragement of our failed resolutions that you just mentioned, Nathan, mm-hmm. and we get to thinking, you know, nothing's ever going to change. I'm always going to be this way. I'm always going to be grumpy, or I'm always going to be discouraged or depressed or angry or just, you know, just kind of ornery.
Just
or
a
whatever.
Downer.
Yeah, exactly. And yet Jesus and John the Baptist are saying here, change your life. Mm-hmm. God's kingdom is here. We know in Romans 14:17, Paul says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, being in right standing mm-hmm. with God, peace and joy mm-hmm. in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is saying God's kingdom is here. That's what's telling me you can have a better life.
Yes.
Listeners, you can have more joy in this new year than you've ever had. You can
yes.
have more peace. You can feel that you are okay with God, right standing with God. If you begin to get some of these principles down on the inside of you, you can be happier. You can come to the end of this year and say, wow, that was a good year.
Yes.
You know, even though I had this happen and that happen, I'm more peaceful. I was able to handle my situations better. Talk to me about that, Pastor Jim, and then we'll go to Nathan for his comments on that whole concept.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm one who sets resolutions.
Right.
I'm also one who breaks resolutions.
Okay. You're human. Okay.
Well, yeah. But it's easy to get into that cycle.
Right.
And, you know, the word here, you know, I've got New International. It says repent. Make that 180-degree turn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't make a 360.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Make a 180. Just
sure.
start going the other direction.
Right.
Because the kingdom of heaven is here. And our entrance into that kingdom is through repentance, through through coming to Jesus.
Oh, amen.
And then I was thinking about this the other day. The kingdom of heaven is near, and Jesus specified later on that it's within us. Mm-hmm. Wherever we go, the kingdom goes.
That's right.
And that's something I want to really work on for myself this year is, you know, I'm just a little walking piece of the kingdom. And wherever I go, the kingdom is there.
Yes.
That righteousness, that peace, that joy. And then also, I'm sure we'll get to it down in verse 23. How Jesus confirmed that the kingdom was there, because that's what's going to draw people into the kingdom. We can stand on a street corner and, you know, say, repent, the kingdom is near. Mm-hmm. We can, you know, wear one of those little sandwich boards that says the end is near.
Right.
You know, repent, the end is near. But people want to see that backed up. They want to see the righteousness. They want to see the peace. They want to see the joy. And they want to see the confirmation.
Amen. Yes. Yes, they do. They do. And they want to see that we are actually living what we are talking about.
Exactly.
You know, that our lives change. Nathan, talk to us about that, because Jesus said, change your life. You can do this. You know?
Well, one of the greatest things that I believe a person can experience is righteousness.
Yes.
Right relationship with God.
Right.
And know it. When you know that you have a right relationship with God, you have peace.
That's right.
And people can see that when the way you carry yourself.
That's exactly right.
The way you deal with circumstances that come, because life happens.
Yes.
And when problems come your way, when people see how you handle that.
Right.
How you are faithful to give it over to the Lord.
Amen.
And just trust God.
Yes.
And thank God.
Right.
No matter what situation you find yourself in. That you can praise God.
Amen.
You know, that you just are joyful.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, joyful isn't just necessarily happiness.
Right.
Joy comes from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from the Holy Spirit inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just brings joy.
Right.
Righteousness, joy, and peace.
And joy is not based on outward circumstances.
No, not
happiness
right.
is.
Right.
Right.
But joy is, like you said, Nathan, it's something deeper than
that's
that.
Inside.
It's and I like that, because you get righteous, you know you're right in right standing with God. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, let us have peace.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
With God. Since we've been made righteous by faith, mm-hmm. let us have peace. And out of that peace springs that joy.
Yes.
Because I'm at peace with God. Yeah, ooh. I may screw up. We all do.
We all do.
But thank
yes,
the
we
Lord.
All do.
In him, I am made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I can have peace, and out of that peace, I can have joy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what good news, audience out there, wherever you are around this globe, that God really desires for you to have peace and joy. And to know that if you died tonight, you'd be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. Mm-hmm. We can have that security that we're in right standing with God. Jesus, his message as he started his ministry, change your life, God's kingdom is here. And so now he goes along the beach, which of course is my favorite place in the whole world. And
really?
He walks along the beach of Lake Galilee. I love the fact that he hung out at the beach. This is too cool. Jesus, you are cool about this. And he saw two brothers, Simon and later they called him Peter, and Andrew, and they were fishing. They were throwing their nets into the lake, and it was their regular work. And Jesus walks up to them. This is profound. Mm-hmm. I believe that God revealed to them something right there, because Jesus says, come with me, and I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women, this is the Message Bible, mm-hmm. instead of perch and bass.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. Oh, my. That, Pastor Jim, comment on that, and then Nathan.
Okay, well, just one real quick thing. I guess he hung out at the Capernaum Causeway.
That's exactly right. Instead of, yes. Instead of the Caladisi Causeway,
right.
Where I hang out. The Capernaum Causeway. Amen, yeah.
Well, and I brought this up. I started to say on Friday, on Wednesday.
Wednesday night, our meetings now instead of Friday.
And Luke expands on this.
Yes.
Because before he calls them to be fishers of men, Luke says he took them out in the boat again, and they caught that miraculous catch of fish.
Right, yes.
And Peter just said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinner."
Mm-hmm. Right.
And praise God, Jesus said, "I'm going to make. Wait, hang on. You're going to fish for men from mm-hmm. now on."
Right.
Mm-hmm. He didn't just say, "You're right, Peter. You're a sinner. Just go mm-hmm. away." He said, "I'm going to make you fishers of men."
Amen.
I love. That's one of the things I love so much about what the Bible says about Jesus mm-hmm. is he didn't pay attention half the time to what
that everybody's come, doubts.
To what people right. were saying.
Right.
I mean, he circumvented people's excuses.
Yes,
oh, he did. You know, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I can't follow you. I'm too much of a sinner. Mm-hmm. No, you're not, Peter. Yep.
You're okay.
No,
come
you're
with
not.
Me.
That's right.
I accept
right.
you right where you are. But you know what? That's a great point before I get to Nathan here. That is a great point for our audience out there, wherever they are, because so often the devil, with his little suggestions to us, and that's what they are, suggestions, he comes in and says, you know what? You aren't holy enough. You're not. You've done all this in your life. You are this. You are that. God can't use you. God doesn't really love you. And condemnation. And Jesus says right here, I'm going to show you how to reach people. Mm-hmm. He took the responsibility on himself. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Nathan, about all this. Oh, good
well,
stuff.
The thing of it is, you know, when Jesus looks at us, I mean, he's the one that cleans us up. We don't have
Amen.
To worry about it.
Amen.
We go out and we become fishers of men and women. We bring them to the Lord, and he does the cleaning.
That's right.
We just give them to the Lord.
Ooh,
and
fish.
He takes over and he cleans them up and makes them right.
Yes.
And just like he did with us. I mean, we couldn't clean up ourselves or make ourselves right. We couldn't do it. There's nothing we could do that give us right standing with God than accept God's plan, which he made evident in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that we could do is accept the gift of life.
Exactly.
That God gave to us through his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And sometimes I think people, I'm in 100% agreement with mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. so much. Because I think sometimes people who stand and condemn
right.
have lost sight of what Nathan
yes.
just said.
Right.
You know, there's nothing, it's like, you know, well, we had him at Ball State. We had him in Chicago, people standing on street corners. Condemning it, telling everybody they're going to hell. Most people already know that.
They do know that.
Most people
are afraid they're going to hell.
And most, though, you know, they don't need to be
yes,
told that.
Yes,
they pretty much know that's mm-hmm. where they're headed,
mm-hmm.
or they don't care. They need to know about a God who's taking care of
amen.
That.
Amen.
They need to know that again, that there's nothing they can do except come to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because, you know, I love that. It's like, we catch the fish, Jesus cleans them.
That's right.
When Nathan was given that example, years ago when my kids were very little and my sister's kids, my sister and her husband had a big boat. And so we were all the time, that's one reason I love the water so much, we would go out there and we would fish. And my brother-in-law was a big fisherman and he taught all of our kids to fish. And I liked to do that too, but I didn't want to touch them, okay? Even a biology teacher, I didn't want to touch them, okay? So we would get them and throw them in this cooler, you know? We get back mm-hmm. to their house, and my brother-in-law had this big area that he had built in the garage, and he took it from there. We had the best meals, grouper that we caught clear 30 miles out. Loved it, but I didn't have to touch him from that point from catching it until I ate it. You know what I mean? I didn't want to do any cleaning, and my brother-in-law would stand out there with this big knife and whack, whack, bang, bam, bam, boom, and throw them up to my sister, and she'd start, you know, cooking them. And it was like, oh, don't let me touch those things, you mm-hmm. know? And that's so often we don't want to get really involved in the cleaning up process of ourselves because we don't even know where to start.
No, we don't.
Right. I wouldn't know how to clean a fish right this moment for anything. I certainly know how to eat. Wonderful grouper. But I don't know how to clean it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and, you know, the Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit's
that
job.
Is.
And
mm-hmm.
it's the Word's job.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, it's not something we can do, nor is it something we need to expect
that's
others
right.
to do before they come to Jesus.
That's
right.
Or before they get baptized in the Holy Spirit, for that
right.
matter. That's the whole point is mm-hmm. you can't, there's nothing we can do. If there was something we can do, then Jesus went to the cross unnecessarily.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
But it's his job. And I love it that he even takes this job on here in verse about 20 of Matthew 4. And he says, I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. And they didn't even ask any questions. That is total trust right there. They didn't sit down and say, let me see your business plan on that. give me your plan of action, how mm-hmm. you're going to do this, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then we have verse 21, short distance, they find John and his brother James, and they were the sons of Zebedee. They were all fishing. Same thing happened. Mm-hmm. They just dropped what they were doing.
And it's interesting. This is completely kind of a little side note, but Peter and Andrew were out fishing.
Right.
James and John were repairing the nets.
Ooh, that's good.
There's such symbolism there.
Oh, there is.
In that, you know, Peter... I don't want to say he was the first pope, but he was the chief of the apostles.
Right.
He was the one who preached at Pentecost. He was the one that brought Cornelius in.
Oh, that's good stuff.
He and John went to Samaria and laid hands on the Samaritans.
They were missionaries.
Yeah. Now.
And James, how did Peter die? Throw that in.
Yeah. Well, he was a martyr in Rome. He died on a cross.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
And then John, because James got martyred, I think, too early. But John was a mender.
Yes.
He was a repairer. His letters, they were to make corrections. They were to mm-hmm. mend the nets,
right,
as it were.
Because, and 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, great, great passages. Oh, John, the book of John, all of it, just excellent. And so that's really good. I like that. He was a repairer. Go ahead.
Well, and it's important that Jesus called both sets.
Yes.
Because...
Yes.
Even though we're called to do, as Paul says, the work of an evangelist,
right,
we're not all going to be an evangelist or an apostle.
Right.
Some of us are going to have to mend the nets, which would be the pastors, the teachers,
exactly,
parts of it.
Right.
He kind of called both groups,
right,
both ends of that spectrum at that point. And I think that's really cool because
it's
Jesus
wonderful.
Said, you know, we need that whole spectrum.
We need the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and with our ministry here, you know, we're now branching into Mexico because I grew up in Central America, and we're going to talk more about that in the next couple weeks before I go for my first trip, but starting to minister there and set up a radio station, which we're getting ready to do. And you two and Nan and some of the others in our congregation are taking on more responsibility here, you know, as I kind of branch out and do more shows and all that kind of thing. But it's just how God does and uses our talents and our abilities for his glory. Mm-hmm. Nathan, you want to comment on this before I play another one of your songs? And I bet you're wondering which one I'm going to play.
He's blushing.
I am wondering.
He's blushing. How can you tell that on that beautiful black face?
Well, I'm kind of creamy mocha, you know. So
you are kind of mocha.
So you can tell there's a little change in the continents.
Yes.
But, well, you know... God is so good.
Yes.
And I just love him so much. And it's because he loved me.
Right.
I didn't really know how to love God. Even as a Christian, I became a Christian when I was 5 years old.
Right.
But my journey has been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, you know, because I wandered from God, and he's brought me back in, and I wandered away again, and he brought me back in, and he kept teaching me, and... Every year of my life, I've grown more and more in my understanding of God's will for my life.
Amen.
And, you know, he gave me talents and abilities that,
yes,
that the devil could have used, but God used them.
Yes.
And has used them. I mean, this CD that you're playing is evidence of the fact
what
that God used me.
Yes.
And I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. And I just praise God for that. And I'm just full right now.
You know, Nathan, I like the fact that you said that you have not led a perfect, and PJ, Pastor Jim, you would agree, and you and I too, that none of us have lived perfect lives. We don't live perfect lives now. We're human, just like Jesus took on a human body. We're human. We make mistakes. And this should be an encouragement to our audience out there that God accepts you, dear one, just exactly where you are right this minute.
Yes, he does.
Even if you say, I don't have any idea where one verse of scripture is that you're talking about. You know, people come to Beacon of Hope all the time, and we say, learn to use the front part of your Bible where parts. There's an index. You can look up where the book of Matthew
is. The table of contents is a wonderful thing.
The table of contents is great because a lot of people grew up not in church or in church where the Bible really wasn't used. Nobody was encouraged to use it. Mm-hmm. Now, here on Living the Good Life, it is all about the Word because it's the Word that sets us free. It's the Word that gives us hope. Amen. It's the Word that teaches us what Jesus is all about.
Amen.
We are getting into a really good verse on verse 23 in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, as soon as we do this song. Pastor Jim, did you have a comment on that before we do this song?
No, we'll wait.
Do you want to know which one this is? It's your favorite one that Nathan wrote. It's that Calypso thing.
Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Let's bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
Come bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
For thine is the kingdom,
for thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
For thine is the kingdom,
for thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever,
forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever,
forever and ever, amen.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay, I think we have a second song for Wednesday night.
All right, there you go. That's
except
all right.
I want us to get all those little percussion things that were in the
background. Do you know what is so cool? He did all that. He recorded that in a studio in Tampa, did you not, Nathan? And you
yes.
were your own harmony.
Yes.
He went and put all the drums down, the percussion. He did all of that. That is a one-man band right sitting right there. Right?
Okay, you're making him pass out.
I know. Now he's blushing again. All right. You can get a copy of Nathan's CD by going to our website, bohmglobal.com, and you will find his CD there, and you can order it. Or you can just write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll make sure you get a copy. We have some. And they're just great. All original songs, all written during our services back in 2004, 5, 6, 7, on that time frame, and it's a great album. So you can do that for a donation. That would be great. We would love to send you one. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. From there, Jesus went all over Galilee. He used synagogues for meeting places. He taught people the truth of the word of God. God's kingdom was his theme. There we go again. Here's his theme. That beginning right now, they were under God's government, a good government. Mm. I want to talk about that that Jesus went about saying, you are under God's government. Pastor Jim, what does that mean? Why was Jesus talking about this?
Because they had been in, well, on a couple of levels, politically they were under the Roman government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jesus was not hinting at them to overthrow that government.
Right, no.
But he's saying your real government, your real citizenship, and Paul echoes this later on, is in heaven. It's in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
That's your real citizenship, not the Romans, not the fact that you live in Judea, but your real kingdom is from God.
And recently God told me one day, only what you do for my kingdom will really last. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we have to give up our jobs. I'm a realtor. I've been doing it 24 years. I love what I do. But that's not going to last. All the homes I've sold in 24 years, all the clients that I have, that's been great. Thank God he's provided for me financially and a lot of times for the ministry that way. But it's what is done for God's kingdom. It's what we're doing right this minute on the air in a free country where we can talk about God, where we are able to have a show like this that is so direct and so real about having a relationship with God. It's only what's done for God's kingdom that's really going to last. You want to comment on that before we go to Nathan?
Well, yeah, it's what we do for God is the only thing.
Right.
That's going to last. And that's why Nathan had mentioned it before, kind of how we act as children of the kingdom, as it were.
Yes.
Do we show forth the kingdom? Because that's planting seeds that will last.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's what's important. I mean, you know, Jesus said he taught in their synagogues. He preached the kingdom of God.
That's what he preached. He's talking about this. Let God be your King of Kings and your Lord of Lords,
And I think it's so important. You know, there's probably a lot of shaky people out there because, it's, you know, looks like we're financially the country's headed back into a recession. But thank God, you know, because of the Word of God.
Right.
Jesus is my provider.
That's right. You don't have to worry about the recession.
Not the government, nothing. Jesus is going to take care of me. The Father loves me and is going to take care of me. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to worry about that because we're part of a different kingdom, a different system.
Right.
And God's kingdom, there's a whole different set of principles there, financial principles, spiritual principles.
Amen.
Health principles.
Yes.
That whole thing. And it just runs counter to the way the world works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And so, Nathan, you want to comment on that, the fact that Jesus was teaching this, and it says he went on, he was talking about God's kingdom, the beginning right now, they were under God's government, was his theme, and it was a good government, and he also healed people of their diseases and of the bad effects of their bad lives. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about any of that?
Well.
Woo!
Sin brought destruction into the world.
Right, exactly.
And people whose sin brings destruction into their lives.
Right, yeah.
And Jesus took care of that for people.
Right.
He showed them, well, for one thing, he talked about God's kingdom, and he showed examples. He was an example about the fact that only that what was done for the kingdom of God would last.
Right.
Because everything he did was for the kingdom of God.
Good point. That's great.
And he showed us what to do.
Right.
You know, he was our example.
Right.
As to what things for the kingdom of God need to be done.
Right.
And as we do those things, as we preach the gospel, as we live our lives in connection with God.
Right.
As we listen to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
As we ignore, or I don't know, it's hard to ignore the things that go on in the world and the effects of the world on our lives. But as we
trust God rather than ignore.
Trust God.
No matter what's going to happen, we trust God,
Trust God.
If we see them through the filter of God's word.
I like that. That's
excellent,
good.
Excellent. That's it. Because as we see them through the filter of God's word, we see them differently.
We do.
We see them from God's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so many things that we think are big and huge and monstrous and destructive and hard in our lives, God doesn't see them that way.
Right.
A lot of difficulties that God allows to come into our lives is to teach us.
Right.
To trust Him more.
Mm-hmm.
And to depend on Him more, because there is nothing too difficult for God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen.
Nothing. And as we really see that, and as we really believe that, it becomes a part of our lives. There's nothing too difficult for us.
That's right.
As we trust in God.
Well, that goes right along what you're saying right here with this phrase, this sentence in the Message Bible. He healed people of their diseases and of the bad effects of their bad lives. It's not like God, and you know, audience, listen carefully to this. God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you, and He wants to heal you of the bad effects of bad things that have happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a book out a few years ago, When Bad Things Happen to Good People?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bad things do happen to good people, guys. Mm-hmm. When you accept Jesus into your life, that doesn't mean your life is always going to be rosy. Comment on that, Pastor Jim, would you?
Well, that's absolutely true. And a lot of people use that as an excuse for atheism.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know if any of our listeners may have seen the movie God's Not Dead. Highly recommend it.
I haven't seen that. I want to see that.
It's so good. But one of the arguments for atheism is that if God is all powerful and is all good, why is there suffering?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a Christian rapper from the United Kingdom just came out as an atheist because for that very reason. And I think, again, people have to understand the fall when Adam and Eve sinned and fell. That did not just affect them and their children.
Right.
It affected all of creation.
Absolutely.
It affected the earth, the solar system, the entire universe.
Right, right.
Is fallen.
Right.
And that's why there are natural disasters.
Sure.
Famine, sickness. And it's not, people want to blame God or say, you know, God's not there because of like terrorist acts and things like that. If anything, to my way of thinking, it shows me that the evil one is there, and conversely, God's there.
Right.
And that's why I said you view these things through the filter of God's word.
Right, exactly.
Because we know these things were predicted.
Yes,
we
yes.
We know what God has already said. We know the promises of God.
Right.
And yes, there's going to be suffering. Paul says the whole world groans.
Right.
Until Jesus comes back.
Right, right. There's always been people that have had uprisings. There's always been war. Mm-hmm. There's always been wars in the name of God, you know. There's germs out there, you know. If we need to be using Purell more, you know, or whatever, because, you know, it's so easy to catch something from someone.
Mm-hmm.
And people get sick. Disease is a part of life. That
yes.
does not mean that God put it on you.
No.
God does not have sickness in heaven. He does
right.
not have cancer in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have, you know, leukemia or any of those things. That does not come from God as a punishment. Nathan, do you want to talk about that? You've gone through a lot of physical things lately, but God has not been punishing you.
No, I don't believe God is punishing me at all.
Not at all.
But, you know, the enemy would come and put something on you.
Right.
You know, to try to deflect
yes.
you from trusting God.
That's right.
Because he says, well, why would God allow this to happen to you?
Right.
Well,
God gets a bad rap for a lot of things he didn't do.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
but God allows things to happen to us that we can trust him more.
Right.
That we can trust him more because God is greater.
Yes.
God is bigger than any illness.
Right.
Any destructive plan that Satan has for our lives.
You preach it, brother.
God is greater, and God can and will deliver us
yes.
from anything that the enemy would try to put on us.
Oh, amen. Go ahead.
What I was going to say, kind of along with that, Job popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God allows these tests and trials in our lives, not because he wants to know what's going on inside of us, but I think so that we can know what's going on. Because these things point out our strengths. They point out our weaknesses.
That's a good way to look at it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, tests and trials point out, well, just where is our faith?
Yes. Right.
You know, where am I with God?
Exactly.
You know, that's why, you know, I look at things I've gone through and I think it's a good thing God's a loving God, or I would have been a, you know, little pile of cinder a long time ago.
Joined the club.
Yeah, I would have been dodging lightning bolts.
Right. But that's not how he is,
but
right?
That's not how he is. And right. He allows us mm-hmm. to make mistakes, to go our own way. But then his love doesn't stop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, like Nathan, I ran. Oh, boy, did I run. I wanted nothing, and I've said this before on the radio show, because of things that happened in my life, I wanted nothing to do with God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because, he was supposed to
take care of
some stuff in my life.
Right.
And didn't. But then I realized, okay, I was the one that made a mistake. And
right,
but it's funny because set of circumstances, divorce and that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. But the one thing I had to have was my old New American Standard Bible. I was not about to give that up, even though I was running from God.
Right. Kept your Bible, huh?
I kept my Woo. Old Bible.
Okay.
And here's your sign.
Right. That's right. That's good. That's good.
Yes. Thank
but
you,
But he never let me go. He never
Amen.
Let Nathan go. He never let any of us
right.
go.
Right. Amen.
Even when we tried to run, when we tried to be Jonah.
That's right. That's directed at Nan, who's in the studio right now.
Directed at Nan.
We used to call her that.
But we've all had those Jonah moments.
Yes, we have. Yes.
And yet God, again, put up with the prophet. With Job. He allowed Job to go through horrible stuff.
Right.
And yet Job saw his own heart. Had
That's
a
right.
vision of God, and God blessed him twice over for
in,
it.
I just read this last week in Job 42, when Job says, "But now my eyes have seen thee. Mm-hmm. Now I know who you are." Mm-hmm. And then when God impressed upon him to pray for his enemies, okay, then he was blessed twice over
yes.
from what he had lost. Mm. And his friends tried to say he lost all that because he was bad and had done all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Oh, and good stuff. This is good stuff.
Right, and it tests our hearts, like Abraham and Isaac. I mean, God knew what Abraham was going to do.
Right.
I'm not so sure Abraham knew what Abraham was going to do when God called him to sacrifice
his son.
And I love the old King James, your son, your only son.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, there Abraham becomes a type of God the Father.
Yes.
Because he had to, God said sacrifice Isaac. And Abraham was ready to, and the writer of Hebrews said he knew he'd get him back.
Right.
Even if God had to raise Isaac from the dead, he knew
that God would fulfill his promise because he'd given him that son.
And Abraham saw that.
Yeah. Woo!
Abraham saw that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good stuff, guys. You can join our conversation, so to speak, if you want to at any time by just texting. We have a Google text number, 727-888-4171, that comes directly to my phone. If you have questions or comments or something you'd like to add, 727-888-4171. On Thursday nights at 6 o'clock, Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and I use my other name, Mama Mac, have a show called Go Yard, and it's all about hitting a home run in life. It's a life coaching show. Catch that every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. Eastern, right here on this station. Both this show you're listening to right now, Living the Good Life, and Go Yard air every Saturday and every Sunday morning now on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Write that down. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday Eastern Time for Living the Good Life, and 12 noon for Go Yard every Saturday and every Sunday. We are on StarcomRadioNetwork.com, which is in 34 cities and in several countries. And we thank God for that opportunity. We got to do a station ID. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.